A word for you from Mark chapter 5, verses 17 and 18. And they began to beg Jesus to depart from their region. As he was getting into the boat, the man who had been possessed with demons begged him that he might be with him. What a total contrast. The townspeople who had witnessed this great miracle, Jesus liberating this poor demon-possessed man, and yet they preferred their pigs to Jesus. They told Jesus to go, and he obeyed. He listened to them. Imagine the King of Glory, the one who had left heaven's glory to come to earth, and he had come to set this man free. He wanted the people to benefit, and yet they chose their pigs because they had lost business through what Jesus had done. They told Jesus to go. Bamtshelile uJesu ukuthi ahambe, asuke kule ndawo, ngoba bebefuna ibhizinisi labo yengulube. They preferred their pigs to Jesus, just imagine. But notice that while the townsfolk were begging Jesus to depart from their region, this man who had been liberated was also begging Jesus, but totally different. He was begging Jesus to be with him. How wonderful. What a proof of a mighty deliverance from God. That you want to be with Jesus. And so it is. If the Lord has done something for you, you just want to be with him. It's not just that you become all religious, so to say, but you want to be with Jesus personally. Not with a religion, not with Christianity, but with Jesus himself, the Son of God, the Son of Man, the one who has come just for you. Amazingly, though, Jesus doesn't allow him. He listened to the townsfolk telling him to go, but he doesn't listen to the man who wants to be with Jesus. You see, Jesus has his perfect will. He was not sending this man back into sin, but he wanted the message of the gospel to go out. And he told the man, no, don't come with me in the boat. Go back to your friends. In verse 19 he says, go back to your friends and tell them how much the Lord has done for you and how he has had mercy on you. And indeed, this is God's grace. For it was this divine favor, undeserved mercy that the man had experienced. And now the Lord, in that same mercy, was telling the man not to come with Jesus, but to go in back into his town and tell all his friends and family what the Lord had done. The Lord wanted them also to hear. And perhaps out of that group, there would be those who would also respond and be saved.